Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Protests in recent weeks have revealed tensions between police and the Black Lives Matter movement. An incident in Springfield reported this morning underscores that tension. On May 30th, a detective in the Springfield Police Department posted a picture on Instagram of her niece holding a sign at a Black Lives Matter rally in Atlanta. It drew criticism from officers in her department. MassLive reports the detective was fired on June 19th by Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprood. The former detective joins us now from Springfield. Florissa Fuentes, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Florissa, your story was first reported by MassLive and Springfield Republican reporter Stephanie Barry. I wonder, can you walk us through what happened, beginning with what was the picture and why did you post it?
Yes. The posting was a photo of my niece and her friend protesting the killing of George Floyd. The protest took place in Atlanta, Georgia. My niece and her friend were holding signs. One of the signs read, "Who do you call when a murderer wears a badge?" And the sign that my niece was holding said, "Shoot the F back."
Okay. That content could be considered threatening. You acknowledge that the posting could be considered hurtful or threatening to fellow officers. Did you think about that when you posted it? I mean, it could be construed as threatening to you as a police detective as well.
I didn't take the post as being anti-cop. You know, when I shared the post, I didn't think about how others would perceive it. At no point did I share that post with malicious intent. I was just solely, you know, supporting my niece and her right to practice her First Amendment.
So then what happened, Florissa? You posted it. What did you hear from your department, from other officers? What happened next?
So after sharing the post, a few hours later, I received messages on social media, phone calls, text messages from some of my officers who expressed their concerns. They said that the post didn't look good, that it looked like an anti-cop post. Once I realized that I had offended some of my fellow officers, I immediately deleted the post, and I apologized to those who had reached out to me and also thanked them for, you know, looking out for me. I know that at that time, emotions were very high for all the officers with everything that was going on and all the protests that was happening throughout the country. The following day, I received a phone call from my direct captain. Before he could explain himself, I explained that I know why he's calling me, but at no point did I share that post with malicious intent or any intent to harm or offend any of my fellow officers. But the captain stated that the commissioner was highly upset. She was embarrassed. And then I did express to him that I understand how she, you know, she could be embarrassed and offended, especially after she honored hardship for me. The commissioner has done a lot for me throughout my career, my 1 year career in the department. Excuse me. The day after the phone call with the captain, I met with the commissioner, Commissioner Claprood. There was a few deputies in the office as well, a few captains, and I went in with my union president, Joe Gentile. In the meeting, the commissioner basically told me that, you know, I embarrassed her and that she was highly upset with me, especially after honoring the hardship. I apologized to her, and I told her that I understand where my fellow officers are coming from, but at no time did I post that with malicious intent, and no time did I think that my post was being anti-cop. I told her that I should apologize to all the officers. I'm sorry, to all the supervisors who advocated for me. I think that they deserved an apology for me embarrassing them. And she went on to tell me that people had called up to the commissioner's office, and when I say people, I mean my fellow officers, and they were upset and they wanted me terminated. She did say that she thinks very highly of me and that she didn't want to terminate me and that I needed to figure out a way to fix this. After I left that meeting, I consulted with my union president, Joe Gentile. After consultant with him. We both agreed that it'd be a good idea to go on the local IBPO page and put up the public apology to my fellow officers. I put up the apology later that day, and once I put up the apology, I had a few officers that, you know, basically told me it's okay, no worries, we all make mistakes, you know, we have to stick together. But then I received a lot of insults and threats on there as well.
Fleurs, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I know there's a little more to this story, and I do want to give you a chance to tell it, but I need to clarify on a couple of things that you've already said. You said that the commissioner said to fix it. In the Mass Live reporting today, she denied that she had said fix it and had a quote that said, quote, "Once you post something, it's out there and you can't retract it. That post was hurtful to many of her coworkers." What do you make of the dispute between your sense that she told you to fix it and her saying that that is not what she said?
When I was in that meeting, I recall those words. It's like, you need to figure out a way to fix this. And okay. I remember, you know, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Finish your thought, please.
I'm done commenting on that.
Okay. Also, you said that the commissioner honored hardship for you. Some of our listeners may not know what that means. Can I please ask you to explain that?
Yes. So during the pandemic, the kids were being homeschooled. And I also have my father who has cancer that I care for. So I put in I spoke with my captain. I was on the midnight shift. I was working 12 to 8 a.m. And I wrote up a hardship after consulting with the captain. He told me to put in a hardship. I wrote to the commissioner asking to go back to 4 to 12 as a patrol officer and in order for me to homeschool my three children and look after my father. A few days okay. later, she honored my hardship as well and threw me in the DB as a SVU detective.
So it made you a detective?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Now, after you posted the apology, you got mixed results or responses from that apology. My understanding was ultimately you withdrew the apology. You then later were part of a larger picture that was taken of the force, and then on that same day received news that you could either resign or be fired. Do I have those events correct?
Yes.
And so the firing was about a week and a half ago.
Yes, it was on Friday, June 19th.
And did it come as a surprise to you on that day?
Yes, it did. After I spoke with some of the supervisors in the department, they had basically told me, you know, lay low, just try to blend in, you know, take this as a small bump in your career and a lesson learned, and you'll get through this.
Why do you think you were fired?
At this point, you know, I honestly don't know. I feel like as the commissioner stated, she was pressured by the mayor. I think it was driven by politics. But that's as far as I can comment on that.
Were there discussions within the police force during the weeks of the protests prior to you posting your social media post about the protests, the movements, the discussions about police brutality? Were you talking with fellow detectives or other officers about that? And did you have a sense of where they stood, and did they have a sense of where you stood?
No, we didn't talk much about it. I mean, I had one officer who I spoke with that I was very close with in regards to the protests, and I think we both stood in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. But other than that, I didn't really have conversations about the protests with other fellow officers.
And after you posted your apology, why do you believe that some officers came back with strong responses, threatening language, I think is the term that you used, et cetera? Why do you believe the apology was not sufficient to kind of to begin to heal the controversy around your post?
I believe emotions are just very high at this time. You know, I can't tell you why they felt offended. Again, I had some allies, and then I had some officers that attacked me.
Florissa, we reached out to the Springfield Police to either appear on the show or to provide comment. Commissioner Cheryl Klaproot sent us a statement. It said, quote, "This was Ms. Fuentes' second infraction during her probationary period. Complaints about her social media posts came from coworkers who were hurt by it and questioned her stance on the quote that advocated shooting police officers. It was my decision to terminate her employment," end quote. What does she mean by a second infraction?
During the time of my, during the academy, I got into a verbal dispute with a family member. That family member had filed a police report. I was in the academy, and one of the lieutenants who was the director of the academy, spoke to me about it. He said that, you know, they'd have to write up the incident. He asked me to write on it. And that was pretty much the end of that. I didn't think that that would actually come back and haunt me now, or that the department would use that as an excuse to fire me.
This was one of your family members, you mean? One of your family members?
Yes, it was the girlfriend of my brother's girlfriend.
Okay. And how long did you have left in your probationary period? I understand that probationary period is a standard period of time for a new officer. Is that correct?
Yes. I had about a month
left. How long did you have left?
About a month left.
Okay.
My probation would have ended on July 18th.
Now, you did not anticipate being fired, as we've established. How were you thinking about how you would go forward to heal this rift with fellow officers had you not been fired? Do you think it would have been possible?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
So had you not been fired, how were you thinking about what else you were going to do or needed to be done to help heal this rift with fellow officers that you were experiencing?
I mean, it hurts to know that I genuinely apologized and I was attacked by these officers. But I was dedicated to my job. I'm a Latina woman who grew up in this community. My heart is with the city, and I went to work every day and I did my job. Whether people liked me or they didn't like me, I was dedicated. And for those 8 hours I was at work, my focus was the community. Whether someone liked me or not, if they needed help, I was going to be there for them. And I was hoping with time, things can heal within the department.
Florissa, this story broke today. Have you heard anything from the department today or from the city of Springfield?
No, I have not.
And what will you do now? Would you even want to go back to the Springfield Police? Do you have something else in mind that you'd like to do next? What's your next step?
So when I left, my final conversation with Commissioner Klaproot, we both acknowledged that there was no hard feelings. She stated that she was pressured by the mayor to terminate me. And if I could get my job back, I would take it without second guessing. Again, I'm a member of the community. I do a lot within the community. I coach basketball. I train domestic violence victims. I do a lot within the community. And this is where my heart is. And if I could get my job back, I would take it.
That's Florissa Fuentes. She's a former police detective who served in Springfield. Florissa, I appreciate you joining us today. Thanks for telling us your story.
Thank you.